WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In local news, the Atlantic City Council held a brief special session Wednesday evening to act on approving the third and final reading of an amended ordinance calling for an increase in the ESU, or Stormwater Equivalent Service Unit, rate. The ESU rate, which has not changed in over 10 years, will increase 35 cents a month to $2.85, effective with the August 1st billing. The rate increase should generate $25,000 in additional revenues, which will be used to cover the net increase in debt service cost of $15,000 for repairs to the Bull Creek underground drainage system and continued funding for annual repairs to the city's stormwater management system. No one from the public was present to object to the increase or voice their opinions last night, and when polled by the mayor, only one of the council members, Linda Hartkopf, mentioned that she had heard anything from the public about the increase. Hartkopf said the person she spoke with opposed the move.
I said, well, I can raise your taxes and property tax, and he didn't like that either.
During the council's regular meeting on July the 17th, prior to the second reading of the ordinance, a letter written by Atlantic resident Charles Griffin was read, which indicated he was opposed to the increase because he claimed it was not a fee. Instead, Griffin said it was an illegal tax because the citizens of Atlantic were not allowed to vote on it. Snyder & Associates engineer Pat Hall, one of the creators of the stormwater fee system approved by the council back in 2003, said the intention of a stormwater utility is spelled out in the Code of Iowa, along with the city's responsibility for utilities and services provided to the citizens of a community. Therefore, according to Hall, it is a fee and not a tax. Hall said by setting up a utility fee, the city provides itself with a certain amount of flexibility when it comes to payment for capital improvements, such as the Bull Creek Stormwater Improvements Project. The ESU is based on the amount of square footage on a parcel of property, and those who have more square footage would always pay more than those who have less. News time is 7:09.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports being called to the scene of an accident at around 10 a.m. Wednesday, located at the intersection of Highway 71 and 44 near Hamlin. 55-year-old Roxanne Hansen of Audubon was traveling north on Highway 71, and 84-year-old Howard Rand Peterson of Harlan was traveling east on Highway 44 when he stopped his 2009 GMC at the stop sign and didn't see Hansen's Toyota approaching, and he left the stop sign. Hansen was taken to the Audubon County Hospital by private vehicle for minor injuries following the crash. Peterson refused any medical treatment. Damage totaled $7,000. Peterson was cited for failure to yield from a stop sign. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Audubon Fire and Rescue Department. A T-bone-style accident at an uncontrolled intersection Wednesday afternoon in Red Oak caused $6,000 damage, but no one was injured. Sheriff's officials say a 2010 Dodge Ram pickup driven by 16-year-old Eric Goodwin of Red Oak was traveling east on East Valley Street at around 2:15 p.m. and didn't see a 2013 Hyundai Accent traveling north on North 2nd Street. Goodwin failed to yield to the car driven by 21-year-old Alexandra Marcel of Red Oak and struck her vehicle near the middle of the intersection. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Goodwin was cited for failure to yield to a vehicle on the right. An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday on a theft charge. The Atlantic Police Department reports 53-year-old Dennis Topfer was taken into custody on a charge of theft in the third degree. He was arrested with the assistance of the Cass County Sheriff's Department and booked into the Cass County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports two arrests this week. On Tuesday, 27-year-old Joshua Doyle Madsen of Exiro was arrested on an outstanding warrant and charged with reckless use of a firearm. The charge was the result of an investigation into a shooting incident that occurred July the 5th in the 3100 block of Quail Avenue. Madsen had allegedly been shooting a high-powered rifle when a round went into a Littlefield Park campground and lodged in a fiberglass truck topper. No injuries were reported, and after the arrest on Tuesday, Madsen was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, Mary Lou Emkin, age 81, of Avoca, died Saturday in Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mary Lou Emkin will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roy Bilbrey, age 78, of Panora, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Roy Bilbrey will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Edna Miller, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Edna Miller will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Virginia Wagner, age 99, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Virginia Wagner will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Grace Schatz will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be this coming Monday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Doris Brainerd are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral report was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.